Good morning. A Monday morning back with us is Yancey Roy, Albany Bureau Chief for Newsday. Good morning, Yancey.
Good morning, Dave.
Yancey, let's start with a COVID-19 update in New York.
Well, what we know now is that there's increasing rate of infection due to the Delta variant, and that's being reflected in increasing number of New Yorkers hospitalized with COVID. We've seen the number double over the last 16 days. Positive tests are up significantly from where they were. They were almost well below 1%. Now they're getting closer to 3%. But we should say that New York still has much less increase in cases than other states that have low vaccine rates, such as some of our southern states. We're also seeing colleges react. More and more colleges desperately want a normal fall semester. And increasingly, they see a mandatory COVID-19 vaccination as the only way to achieve it. More and more private colleges announcing mandatory vaccines. In the last few days, we've seen Adelphi, Molloy, St. Joseph's, and others saying that vaccines will be mandatory. This comes on the heels of the State University and City University saying that they will move to mandate vaccines for students as well.
From there to Washington and the infrastructure deal, apparently Senate Majority Leader Chuck Schumer has released some details about what's coming to New York.
That's right. Late last night, senators in Washington unveiled a nearly $1 trillion bipartisan infrastructure package. It kind of wrapped up days of work to try to get this bill to the floor. Chuck Schumer's office says that there'll be lots of details for New York. Among the highlights, money for the long-awaited Gateway Tunnel expansion under the Hudson River, which connects with New Jersey. Also, money for the Second Avenue subway extension. But there's going to be a lot of money spread out among bridges, airports, rails, road repairs throughout New York. Schumer's office listed all sorts of projects that might go forward, including locally $28 million for the Albany International Airport.
What's going on with Barney the Bull?
Well, if you haven't been aware, there's actually a bull loose on Long Island, of all places. A bull escaped from a farm in Suffolk County on July 20th. He's dubbed Barney the Bull. They haven't been able to round him up ever since. They're pretty sure he's in a wooded section of the island near Mastic. But right now, officials are trying to warn folks not to be a cowboy, not to go out there and try to be vigilante and help round up this 1,500-pound animal. They're still trying to close in on him in the woods in Mastic.
We'll see how long he can evade capture. Yancey Roy, Albany Bureau Chief for Newsday, joins us on Mondays. You can read more at newsday.com. Thank you.
Thanks, Dave.